Yeah, and we are going to have the flowers. Of course, they're already paid for from last year, and their donations, the city contributes something to that. But you're right, the issue is normally we hire people to come in and water the plants. Well, do we want to hire people? You know, while your workforce, we have, you know, people that aren't as busy as they could be right now because their jobs, you know, what do the librarians have to do right now? Well, we have other jobs we can stick them into, but, you know, maybe they could do the water. What we decided on is a group that they have volunteers that will volunteer to do it. If we have problems there, we can use city workers, and at that point, if we have to, we could hire somebody. But, you know, and we're looking at different projects and stuff. There's an island or something was supposed to go in on Plymouth Avenue out there. It costs $150,000. We're going to put that off for a year or two. I mean, we have to cut the non-essential stuff out and trim all the fat. I mean, people, we always say there's no fat in the budget. Well, you better find something now because we don't need to be doing these superfluous projects right now. It's down to the bone pretty much is what we're trying to do. But I see protective equipment is starting to loosen up a little bit. Our city workers are going to have more masks than they had. I think I talked to some of the homeless and stuff, and they're starting to be able to get a few masks, so that's a good thing. I would like to stress, when I go out, and I try and stay home as much as I can, but you have to go shopping, people are not wearing masks in town. I'd say maybe 10-15% of people. You go to Walmart, and even then, probably less than a third of them are wearing masks, and, you know, that's something we should start doing. You know, it's healthy. You need to do it, especially when you're inside in stores and stuff.